OECD research shows that half of the harmful air pollution in OECD countries is a direct result of diesel cars and trucks. This causes thousands of deaths per year, according to Nils Axel Brathen, principal administrator of the OECD Environment Directorate based in Paris.
There is now new evidence indicating that the share could be lower than 50%, but nevertheless...
Which also come from agriculture, you were talking.
Yes, but nevertheless, road transport definitively contribute to air pollution, especially diesel vehicles. OECD has for years been arguing against the policies that many countries apply, where they effectively give priority to diesel vehicles through lower tax rates on diesel than petrol, for example. It is sometimes done in the belief that it's good for climate change, which is highly debatable. It's actually not correct, but as a side consequence, it has had a disastrous impact on local air pollution, contributing to tens and tens of thousands of mortalities in OECD countries through this stimulation of diesel vehicles.
And the method the OECD is suggesting to control this globally is through a uniform tax-based system.
Yes, yeah. We would use tax rates that as good as we can never do it perfectly, we can use tax rates that reflects better the environmental harm that, for example, motor vehicle fuels cause, as opposed to what is the case in Australia. In most countries in Europe, for example, the tax rate on diesel is much lower than the tax rate on petrol, which obviously then encourages people to buy diesel vehicles instead of buying petrol. We have people who are dying, which to me is a more serious problem, that they are not productive. People are dying because of local air pollution in thousands and thousands and thousands every year.
And so to discourage this kind of market behaviour, the type of tax rate you suggest is referred to as Pigouvian tax rates. What is a Pigouvian tax rate?
Pigouv was an English economist who sort of introduced the idea of environmental taxation. And so he suggested that if you put a tax on goods or activities that cause negative impacts on others, if you do that and try to value how large was the damage that was done to others, that damage would be the Pigouvian tax rates.
Of course, that's assuming the data you have is good. But at the moment, the scandal involving VW's diesel emission figures could mean the situation is far worse than previously thought.
It has been known for quite some time that real-world emissions from especially diesel vehicles are much higher than what is measured in the test cycles that vehicles have to go through in order to be allowed to be put on the market. What is new with this case with the VW is the fact that it's now been proven that specific devices have been put into the vehicles to cheat the tests. Further investigations will indicate if other car producers have done something similar. I don't have any proof, but there can be suspicions in some cases.
So we could end up with more car manufacturers fessing up to fiddling diesel emission figures. But how do corporates monetize external diseconomies like pollution? I put this question to Chas Roy Chaudhry, head of taxation at ACCA, the Global Accounting Professional Association.
I think it's probably not just about the numbers. I think it's also about looking at the global picture in terms of, you know, what degree of temperature will actually cause harm to the environment, and therefore what sort of price you need to put on the price of carbon. And so it's really looking at those kind of aspects that accountancy would help. It's also how much businesses are doing for their part to reduce their emissions, to reduce noxious fumes that they're putting out, or looking at different renewable ways that they could be helping the environment. So it's helping businesses, helping the environment, helping governments to actually get the data and the information they need to stop polluting, stop the environment just running away with temperature increases, which is going to detrimentally affect everybody, humans, animals, the whole planet.
Because we've got a lot of different schemes which have helped different groups of people here in Australia. And one that I was thinking about whilst you were talking was the diesel fuel tax rebate. What do you think about the distortion of that to our taxation system?
I think it's just absolutely strange where governments start subsidizing fuels. I can understand where they have domestic heating fuels like natural gas, which isn't taxed very heavily, but they shouldn't be subsidizing fuels for road transport, for anything else. Yes, there might be a competition issue, but they need to look at smarter ways of dealing with that. And a part of that debate is to be more grown up, to see the numbers in terms of pollution, in terms of the morbidity, in terms of the mortality that's been caused by climate change and pollution. So I think we need to actually stop subsidizing. We need to actually help businesses move away from their addiction towards fossil fuels, but we need to actually show how that can be done.
And then, of course, the issues of being at a national level and an international level. We've got different levels of development in many different countries. How do we allow for that then?
I think wherever the pollution comes from is a problem. But we need to understand that in advanced economies, we used to have very dirty economies once, and we've passed those through what's called carbon leakage onto other developing countries, China, India, Vietnam. All these countries are now much more polluting, and they're actually doing a lot of the dirty industrial productions that we used to have in advanced economies. So we need to help them. But at the same time, we need to do our bit to make sure that we actually start reducing emissions that we are causing, and actually pass on best practice to those other jurisdictions. Because if they're producing goods and services for us, then we can actually say we will want a certain level of pollution only to be created in that production. We can actually have an impact and a say in the way that those countries are polluting.
So if we monetarise pollution effects at the macro level, we can then bring the calculation down to the firm level where the pollution is created.
Yeah, I think we need to monetarise. And unless there's a paradigm shift in the way people perceive the world, we need to put money on it, and that's the way they see the world. So we need to actually be able to monetarize the impact. We need to actually show how much it's costing economies in terms of the pollution, the additional costs in healthcare costs, and the additional costs in terms of people dying early, premature births. We need to put figures on those and the additional costs which are then being incurred. It's not about trying to make everyone live in a way that they're just going around horse and carts. It's just about gradual change for the better, which people actually appreciate and will actually make them healthier as well.